Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
Last year, on the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, Living on Earth Steve Curwood went to New Orleans to see how the city was recovering and visit some of its residents.
In New Orleans, a little bit of French goes a long ways, like beignet for donut. And where else to get those amazingly tasty morsels but Café du Monde at the edge of the French Quarter? Depending on the morning, along with your beignets, you may also get to hear street musician Hack Bartholomew. A trumpeter and vocalist who's played with the greats, including the Neville Brothers, George Benson, and Keith Richards, Hack Bartholomew left New York City after 14 years to come back home to New Orleans and jazz gospel. Hack performs 5 days a week at Café du Monde. And when he's not busy producing recordings, he's the trumpeter for the great St. Stephen Full Gospel Baptist Church. As the cicadas buzzed on a hot August afternoon, Hack Bartholomew sat down on his front porch to tell me the story of how he survived Hurricane Katrina.
I got a revelation from God, just get out. So my wife and I and our kids, grandchildren, we all just left. Fortunately, my wife had a cousin in Houston, and we were able to stay over at her house. When the storm hit, we were sitting in Houston. We was watching everything on television and praying and hoping that everything would be all right for the city, but it was not. But fortunately, where we live up here in Carrollton, the Carrollton Black Pearl section is a pretty high point of the city. As you can see, my home is just like I left it. When I got back, a lot of my neighbors had wind damage. Like the neighbor over here, his roof blew off. Neighbor over here, our doors and windows blew out. And just about everybody had wind damage except us.
All day and
church in New Orleans East on Reed Road, it was totally flooded, 14 feet of water in the church. But our uptown location was spared. I think we were one of the first few congregations that were back after the flood.
I know his angels keep on watching.
In Houston, we looked at the television, we saw the whole city underwater, you know, just about 80% of the city underwater. And I said, you know what? God is baptized in New Orleans. You know, when you baptize a person, you submerge them down, it signifies one being buried and rise. When you bring them up, they're rising up again to that new man that coming up, that's rising from the water. And New Orleans was really going off the deep end there, you know, with the crime and the corruption and what have you. It kind of made people think. It made the politicians think. It made the people of New Orleans think about doing something positive, about having integrity. about being accountable to your brothers and sisters who you see every day. That storm, at the time it was happening, it didn't look too good. But in the end, it was very good because we had all of the love and the compassion of people, all the people that came down to help us, all black, white, Chinese, Asians, Indians, you name it. Yeah, I think they might have had some purple people down here. I didn't see them, though. But everybody was like putting their shoulders together and doing this thing, helping this city to come back.
You like to play the tune Down by the Riverside. What is the war that you're talking about that we shouldn't study anymore?
The war that I'm talking about is not Afghanistan, Iraq, and all Vietnam, or any of that. The war I'm talking about is the battlefield of your mind. The people that makes us want to hurt another person, take from them, is that your mind, your heart, your soul.
What are we doing?
Down by.
All right, down by.
Side.
Okay. God, gotta lay down my burdens down by the riverside.
New Orleans trumpeter Hack Bartholomew. He spoke with Living on Earth's Steve Curwood.
Lay down your burdens down by the riverside. Don't study one no more. I ain't gonna study one more, 'cause I ain't got time.
Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, and Ike Srishkandaraja, with help from Sarah Calkins, Gabriella Romano, and Sammy Souza. And we send our love and very best wishes to our immensely talented associate producer, Jessica Elise Smith. She's getting married this stormy weekend. Also, we bid a grateful farewell to our interns, Daniel Gross, Stephanie McPherson, and Anne-Marie Singh. They came, they heard, they produced some mighty good radio. We'll miss you guys. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lurish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org and check out our Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. Steve Curwood is our executive producer. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield invites you to just eat organic for a day. Details at justeatorganic.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Go Forward Fund, and Pax World Mutual and Exchange Traded Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.